Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations standpoint. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Before I go on any further, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners on this land that we are broadcasting from. I also like to pay my respects to our elders and also our elders of more recent arrival. And a big shout out to everybody around the continent that is taking our program via the National Indigenous Radio Service NIRS, or if you're tuning in via our app, 98.9FM for the best country, which you can download from your app store, so please do so. Or if you're tuning in via our website. Through our website, this program is podcasted, and also other shows on 98.9FM are podcasted through our website as well. So please go check that out, because on our website you can listen to previous Let's Talk programs. You can also stream us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Those platforms beaming us into your communities. And as always, it is great to have your company. It's one thing I forgot to do on my program on Monday was acknowledge the death of a young Aboriginal man who died, who passed away in custody, in police custody, TJ Hickey. He passed away on the 14th of February in Redfern after being pursued by police. And after the actions, after Brother Boy passed away, there was the uprising in Redfern, which I'm sure people will remember. So, yeah, I just wanted to sort of acknowledge that and take some time out to pay my respects to him, his family. There was a gathering in Redfern over the weekend, in Waterloo, Redfern, Waterloo, over the weekend, where this event took place, where Brother Boy passed away. So, yeah, here at the station, we'd like to acknowledge that and pay our respects to him and his family as well. Also, something interesting that I saw online, which I saw a lot of mob ripping this non-Indigenous beauty brand, I guess you could call it. Well, I just want to read this article that I saw this morning, got published this morning as well. Red Centre Sand Exfoliate by non-Indigenous beauty brand removed after criticism. Yeah, so actually I remember seeing this online and mob sharing screenshots of these people. So shout out to like all the mob, especially all the Indigenous and First Nations beauty products and brands, and or just Indigenous brands out there in general, just, you know, doing their work and making things happen for them and our mob as well. Also, what I will do now is have a chat about who is on the program this morning. So my guest this morning is Maureen O'Keefe. She is a writer and a poet joining me from the Northern Territory. Good morning, Maureen, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Deadly. Just before we go any further, could I get you to tell us your name, your mob, and where you're from, please?
I'm Maureen O'Keefe. I come from a little small community called Alikaram. I'm a Kadich Walpri woman. And I'm a published writer and a poet as well.
Deadly, deadly. We'll have to maybe, if you feel up to it later on in our yarn, if you would love to sort of do some of your poems or let us know, let our listeners hear some of your work.
But I haven't got the poem with me.
That's okay. Maybe we can find one online and play it online towards the end of the program. How long have you been writing for and doing poems?
I couldn't remember much, really.
Have you been doing it since you were young?
It started out as I used to write in my diary, like every day. Then Then I thought about writing stories, and that's how I became a writer.
Deadly. What's some of the stuff you write about? What's some of the stuff you talk about with your poetry and your writing?
I write about the country, and I write about my family and how we lived back then.
For our listeners who haven't heard all of your or haven't seen any of your writing or heard some of your poems, could you describe some of the stuff where you're talking about your family and country for our listeners, please?
My first book, children's book, was published this year. It's called Mum's Elephant.
Deadly.
Yeah.
I
write about my mum, you know. Yeah.
Well, you tell us a bit about that, and I'll have a look online for this book as well. And I'm like, wow, you're talking to us.
It's my first children's book, and it was published by Magabala Books in Broome in Western Australia.
Oh, yep, yep.
Yeah. And I was pretty excited about it.
Yeah, no, should be definitely getting your first book and published. How has it been received? How have people reacted to your book? Is there many copies in the community?
Yeah, a lot. A lot been sold, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I launched a book here in Alice Springs.
Oh, you did the launch? Oh, that's deadly. Yeah, cool. Yeah, yep.
Everybody loved that book, even the little kids, yeah.
Oh, it's good. So got some at schools and as well?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that's deadly.
It's in stores everywhere right now, yeah.
How'd you feel when you got your first copy of your book?
I was so excited. I couldn't believe it, you know.
Yeah, deadly. But your mob was proud too, eh, the family?
Yeah, my family, they were happy about it, yeah.
The title of your book, like you said, calls Mum's Elephant. Why'd you call it? Yeah, why'd you call it that one?
I can't tell you now. Right now, you have to read it and find out. In the end, it reveals the story.
Oh, okay.
What it's all about. It's a fun little book I've written. But it's written about my mum, you know. Yeah.
Oh, it's deadly. What inspired you to write the book about your mum?
I love my mum so much, see, because I tell you, my mum, she's been a leader for my people, and she was an activist too. My mum, she grew up around the Devil's Marbles area. Maybe you heard about Devil's Marbles?
Yeah, heard about it, yep.
That's where my mum's from. She grew up around there, and she fought art for that country to be given back to the TR.
Deadly.
So,
you know, to have a book about your mum, how does it make you feel that, you know, lots of other maybe mums are reading this book to their children or children are reading this book to their mum? How does it feel to sort of, you know, have other mums or babies reading this book with their mum, with their mothers?
It makes me feel good. Like, I had a mother-daughter relationship with my mum, you know? And that's the kind of love I received from my mum. It's just like I'm saying thank you to my mum, you know, by writing all the wonderful memories of my mum.
And so your poetry is sort of the same about, like you mentioned, your community, you know, your family as well. Is some of your poetry been published?
Yeah, some in by Sydney Red Room, you know, by the apps.
Oh, yes, yeah, Red Room
it's
poetry.
It's called Mother's Lost Song, written about some of my mum's lost song, like traditional songs.
Oh, deadly.
I had quite a few published, I think, and there's another book will be published in Croatian language soon.
So some of your poetry is getting published in different languages?
No, it's just a story about the kids at Alicron, where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
about their lifestyle and how they live in the book. It's about these kids want to know how Aboriginal people of the desert, the children of the desert, live in the Central Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time that I'm writing for overseas people, you know?
That's deadly. You're getting recognised around the world. Famous now.
Yeah, I can't believe it, you know? I only come from a small little community that not on national news all the time.
And now your books and your poems are going all around the world.
Yeah, they are.
How does that make you feel knowing that, you know, people outside of Australia, you know, maybe other Indigenous peoples around the world are reading your books and your poems?
It makes me feel good. And I like somebody to read my book, you know, about the life in Australia and how we live. Yes, we lived a very happy life, you know. And sometimes they read bad stuff about us on the, these stuff about us on radios, you know, hear about us or watch the news, you know, terrible news about us. But I just want to give them a positive side of my story, you know.
Something different than other than, you know, the bad stuff that the news always puts out about us.
Yeah, that's what these people from overseas wanted to hear about us. Yeah. That's why I'm writing this book for them, yeah.
So you're writing another book for them? You're doing another one?
No, that's the one I'm telling you about now.
Yeah. And just for our listeners, it's called Mum's Elephant?
Elephant, yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, I'll just encourage our listeners to go out and buy that for their children as well. I'll try and find somewhere where we can find your poetry as well and play that for some of the listeners. And encourage our listeners to buy some of your poetry as well. What I might do is we might head to a quick song break and come back after that and continue our yarn. I'm going to head to a song called Black Magic by Baker Boy. You are listening to 98.9 FM on Murray Country. You are listening to Let's Talk on Murray Country 98.9 FM.
Black magic, either you do or don't have it. Young, black and gifted, talking the whole package. Magic, magic, lights, camera, action. You are now witnessing the power. Unstoppable peace. We used to be together, living happily, beautiful weather. Thought it was forever, calling mama be the shoe. Like a word with you, I'm at the bottom of my line. Now, Portugal, let you come down in the yellow line. Reminiscing, chilling, fishing, laying down eyes closed. Sticky missions, twisting, flipping, spinning. You'll want my dog, I'm representing Arakumala. This is how I wanna live, but welcome, Marga Tuka, proud Ninaya, but only black magic. Either you do or don't have it. Young, black, and gifted, talking the whole package. Magic, magic, lights, camera, action. You are now witnessing the power of black magic. When we gonna see another Mabo? Someone who really cares about tomorrow, not about where to get his next Badu. We need more Kathy Freemans, possibly more Freeman. These days blacks getting locked up for no reason. Archie wrote them while I'm preaching. Arms for the beggar man, they took our children away apparently for the better man. Now they take our land, big money for the settlement. Kevin Rudd said sorry and they thought that it was settling. But that ain't settled shit, middle finger to politicians. The day I listen will be the day that I see a difference. Our people in Wyndham gonna see Confanova prison. They think that it's slipping, but it isn't. See a different vision. Young, black and talented, we all fit the description. What a time to be alive, boy, I die for my district. Vivid picture, the lyrical, now maturing. And I'm pointing at my skin, Nicki Women. Boy, you know I'm black magic. Either you do or don't have it. Young, black and gifted, talking the whole package. Magic, magic, lights, camera, action. You are now witnessing the power of black magic.
kanyum tu nangara kumangin gun nakunyur mo balanda mulkur go.
Black skin, white skin, centuries fighting. Straight to the point like I just stuck the knife in.
Throw me to the bush, come out as a warrior. Put me in the city, come out as a prime minister.
If you don't wanna close the gap, then close your gap. Heat a combo, I'm cold like that.
This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
That was Black Magic by Baker Boy and also Dallas Woods. You are listening to Let's Talk, and I'm still being joined by Maureen O'Keefe. We've been yarning a bit about some of her writing, her poems, her poetry, and also her book as well. She is a very accomplished author, as well as a writer and a poet. I'll definitely be buying this book for my children as well. My daughter's birthday is in 2 months, so definitely getting that for our babies. She's still joining us on the line. Off air, we were just talking about water and the importance of water, and also, you know, we kept speaking about your mother, and you were mentioning how special your mum is, and a lot of the things she passed on to you, and you were mentioning that, you know, she spoke to you about the importance of water.
Yeah.
And the importance of protecting it for country as well. I'll just read a little bit as well. At the moment, there's an application to use 40,000 megalitres of water a year for a major fruit and vegetable project in Central Australia. Some mob from the CLC and some other people are hoping this application gets rejected. Mob have been speaking out against it as well, so I do want to follow this story up quite a bit as well. And Maureen, you know, I guess being... are you from that part of the country where they want to take some of this water?
Yeah, because I was born somewhere near there, and that's part of my history.
Mm-hmm.
My family lived there for a very long time before they were moved to the community.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they were there before they were put on missions and that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. When did you hear about? When was the first time you heard about this here? You're them wanting to take so much water over a year, Maureen?
I heard from someone telling me about this. I heard it before, but I didn't take much notice about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a couple of years back, I think I heard about it. Yeah, I didn't take it seriously. I thought that they would only extract a little bit of water out of it, but I didn't think they would take a lot out of it, you know? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, the water license, if it passes, could be the largest ever granted in the Northern Territory and would support one of the country's largest fruit and vegetable farms. So Indigenous groups and hydrogeologists, I hope I pronounced that right, say more research needs to be done about potential impacts of this sort of massive project. The NT government will not say when the license will be granted, but sources say the decision is, still either still pending, or they're just not saying anything at the moment as well, which is sad because, this conversation always happens in our communities as well. Also, is there meetings happening? Are they informing the community about what is happening with this, with the water?
Yeah, this meeting's going to happen at Tennant Creek.
Oh, yeah. And you're heading over for that one?
Yeah, that's next week.
Oh, deadly. That's good.
And ABC TV will be there, and we'll be going around looking at the sites around that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we'll be talking a bit of it on... I'll be talking a little bit about it on ABC TV, I think.
Oh, deadly. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's good that, you know, more community members need to know about this as well. And, you know, if they want to reject it and say no to it, they should have the right and should know what's happening.
But we don't have water rights. That's another problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was denied that water rights about 1990-something.
Hmm. You know, definitely, yeah, water rights, yes. It's a big, massive fight that is as well, because my country, Northern New South Wales, at the moment, there's mining companies. There's more than 5 to 6 mining companies active, or pending to be active, and underneath where a lot of these, or where most of these mining companies are situated, is one of the biggest artesian water basins in the world. You know, and you know, there's the potential for that to be, you know, damaged, or to be, you know, for gas or coal to sort of, you know, poison this water. And then this water basin, you know, supplies water for lots of the farms, lots of the agricultural activity, but then also lots of the communities out that way as well. So, and I'm sure that would be the same for the NT.
The problem is, this is the desert.
Sorry?
We live in the desert.
Mm.
And they extract a lot of waters and millions, and this is actually a desert, and we'll be having a water crisis soon.
Yeah, 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 definitely, because, you know, and I'm sure most of the water that you get would be from underground.
Yeah, and the problem is we have a spring there, and the special spring will be dried up soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we won't have story with that spring anymore.
Hmm. Yeah, no, totally, totally. Yeah, once that dries up or gets damaged, yeah, that interrupts the story or the site, and, you know, you can never take people there because the story's never there anymore.
That the story's not there anymore, they disappear, because it'll actually have a great impact on that water spring coming out of the desert.
Mm. Growing up, did your mum or, you know, other family members tell you about water or take you to some of these places?
Mum told me about water, and she actually told me about the spring in the desert that in the sand dunes, in spite of the sand dunes coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to take me back there to the spring. It's a permanent spring that my family lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to take me back in back 1970 when my both parents were alive. But we thought about going back there this year to look for it. Then I heard about that water in Singleton. That's going to be extracting a lot of water. And I'm afraid that spring will dry out soon.
Mm,
mm. I'm so concerned about water. Aren't we having this climate change thing?
Yeah.
Worried about that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, isn't the government worried about what will happen? You know, water is life. Everybody needs water, the plants, animals, and us human beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we saw, lots of other groups talk about the importance of country and, you know, how important water is as well. And, you know, if things keep going the way they are due to sort of, you know, climate change, you know, places, you know, in the Northern Territory will be more hotter. There'll be less access to water. You know, weather events will change and, you know, make it a bit more, you know, rapid or a bit more heavier and out of season, you know, things will come as well. So, you know, due to climate change, there'll be, yeah, a whole lot, things will be a whole lot different and possibly harder for mob, you know, people living along the coast, you know.
Because, sometimes we don't have enough rainfall in the desert, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's sad, you know, for me. It actually breaks my heart what happening to that country that my family lived around there for that many years. And Mom took me around there. It's a good country. Like, it's a good hunting ground. A lot of people go there, and it's got a special little swimming spot there. And we have a little billabong that's filled with a lot of bird life there, and a little billabong, water lily billabong, you won't find anywhere else but there. It's actually a hidden little secret place, only we know about it. Yeah, and I'm so sad in that beautiful country.
Does it make you, you know, want to fight harder for this, to protect it? And
yeah, I want to, yeah.
Deadly.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just waiting for the other people. It's actually on Kadig land. Yeah, and I'm waiting for the Kadig family to come along, and we all can talk together about this water and how to stop it.
Oh, okay. And just before we wrap up, having a chat with you, Maureen, as well, I just want to emphasize with our listeners, please, you know, head to Maureen's book called Mother's Elephant. Please go out and buy that for yourself and for your children. And, you know, I tried to ask Maureen about the title, and she said, I have to buy the book and read it to the end, and then it reveals, you know, the name of the book. So I guess
it's about.
What it's about, yes. And also, you know, you're an accomplished poet as well. Your poetry is published as well. So definitely please head out and check out Maureen's poems as well. Thank you for coming on the program. Maybe we can get you back on. I'll buy the book, and we can have another yarn about the book and also some of your poems, and maybe play some, and maybe we can read some of your book to some of our listeners.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Inviting me. Yeah,
no, all good. You. All good. Now, you know, that's our job, you know, to yarn to all of our mob about what's going on in different parts of the country. So, no, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And thank everybody for listening.
And if you are just tuning in, my guest this morning, Maureen O'Keefe, I'm going to head to another song. You are listening to Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM.
If your burden's too heavy, that is gonna break you, and you might go crashing to the ground. Keep yourself steady and don't let it take you on down.
Beside you, and don't you forget it. I'm with you walking down this road. Give up what's inside you, you won't regret it. Together we can lighten this load.
Same for me when I was in trouble. I wanted to disappear out of sight. You wouldn't let me. You were so stubborn. You brought me out of that dark night.
and how I miss you, heaven knows. This hurt inside keeps telling me it's over, but I still love you, Curry Rose. In the evening we'd stroll down by the river, and as the golden moon shines brightly up above, there we'd watch the rippling waters as the river softly flows. I'd whisper words of love to Curry Rose. Well, now she's gone, it seems my world has ended. Without her, the stars no longer glow. Though they say we should part, she took part of my heart. And only God knows how I miss my Curry Rose. In the evening, we'd stroll down by the river, and as the golden moon shines brightly up above, there we'd watch the rippling waters as the river softly flows. I'd whisper words of love to Curry Rose. Just remember, I still love you, Curry Rose.
February 4th is World Cancer Day. It's about raising awareness and education about cancer. This year's theme, I Am and I Will, aims to empower us to take action now, which can have a positive impact on our health. Some ways MOB can reduce the burden of cancer are quit smoking, maintain a healthy weight by exercising regularly, and eating healthy foods. Of course, early detection is important too. Regular visits to the doctor for health checks can help you stay on top of your health and lessen the chance of you being at risk. Women over 30 years old should have a pap smear done every 5 years. Remember, prevention is better than cure. So in recognition of World Cancer Day, let's focus on making healthy choices. For more information about World Cancer Day, check out their website, worldcancerday.org.
A message from the Institute of Urban Indigenous Health.
Station sponsor.
Yeah.
This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
And if you're just tuning in, my guest on the program this morning, Maureen O'Keefe, from Central Australia, published writer, poet, has a book out called Mum's Elephant. I'm definitely going to go get that because I have two beautiful babies. One had a birthday a couple weeks ago. One is coming up in April, so definitely going to get this book for our babies. We try and buy, and I'm sure like, you know, most Aboriginal parents nowadays, because I guess it's more accessible to get more books and stuff, children's books for Mob. Well, we try and do that as well. So definitely going to get this book from Maureen, and definitely want to check out her poetry as well. And if you've enjoyed the program this morning, you can catch the repeat at 7 p.m. tonight. Blah, 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 7 p.m. tonight. Or head to our website at 989fm.com.au and follow the links to programs, because through our website this program is podcasted and you can listen to previous Let's Talks, or you can listen to other shows like The Brekking, The Drive, DC Radio. You can listen to The Murray Hour. Other programs that will be uploaded as podcast as well. And as always, it's a pleasure. You've been listening to Let's Talk on Murray Country, 98.9 FM.
Don't sing me an anthem, cause you don't know the words. Words are hard to remember when they mean nothing at all. To the heart who's still waiting for their voice to be heard. Don't sing me your anthem when your anthem's absurd.